You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to day four of A Little Bit of Happy. It's Monday, it's the start of a new week, and I know that you might be feeling a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit kind of like over the fact that we now have another 5 days of crazy juggling with homeschool, work if you're working, or just even managing the reality of having children at home. So what I wanted to talk about today is another little tool or habit or trick that you can build in to your routine moving forward. And this is all around getting moving. Now, I want to dispel the myth that the benefit of movement only comes from exercise, because it can also come from just playing, right? So the reason movement is so important as a happiness tool is that motion or movement releases emotion. So when we move, whether that's walking or running or playing or doing any kind of movement, it actually releases our emotions. So for example, if you were to go with a walk with your child, it's much more likely that they would share with you how they're feeling than if you're just kind of sat at a table looking at each other. When we move, it allows us to kind of release our emotions and talk about how we're feeling more freely. So I want to really encourage you to think creatively about how you can build a little bit of movement or a little bit of motion into your day. Now, I'm a big fan of Joe Wicks, so if you're into the daily PE that he's doing again, go for it. If you've got a daily walk routine, that's perfect too. But I thought I'd give you a tip on something that's just a little bit different and a little bit fun, just to get the creative juices flowing and maybe just to shake up your exercise routine if you've, you know, kind of thinking, I've been here before, we did this last lockdown, we're bored of the walk we do every day. Here's something else you can try. So I want you to think about setting an obstacle course. Now, this could be something that you do inside the house or outside the house. I'm going to recommend outside just so your house doesn't get turned upside down, because if it's anything like my house, you're already finding yourself tidying up constantly. So this can be something that you do either in a park or if you're lucky enough to have a garden, in your garden. But basically the idea is to get your child to come up with an obstacle course. So maybe they have to jump over a bench or run around a tree or whatever it might be. You guys can let them get creative. But here's the thing, I want you to get involved in doing the obstacle course as well as them. So let them create it, because that's going to help them feel like they've got some power and control over the situation. It's also going to get their creative juices flowing, but then make sure that you get involved too. Now, this isn't just for the benefit of your child, for helping them to feel like you like their obstacle course. I promise you it's going to make you feel pretty good too. One of the most powerful forms of motion, in my opinion, as it relates to happiness, is play, is doing something that's a bit fun and that it's a bit crazy. And you remember what it was like to be a child, right? We used to love doing obstacle courses and coming up with them. When was the last time you did one? I'm guessing not recently. So get involved and do the obstacle course as well. Having this time together as a family is going to really bond you, as well as getting some exercise in, as well as hopefully just releasing any of that emotion that might be lingering from the day. Whether you're frustrated or angry or upset or sad or disappointed or whatever it might be, just go and have some fun with the kids, let them design the obstacle course, and I promise you it will give you an amazing little happiness boost. Let me know how you get on. I would love to see pictures of your obstacle courses. You can tag me on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at My Happy Mind. Hope this helps, and I'll be back tomorrow. Take care. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below, and I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.